RMR's approach for business seems to be that it's easier to beg for forgiveness than to ask for permission.
Jeff Peterson of the Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance was one of 24 citizens who weighed in on Rocky Mountain Resources' limestone quarry permit violations at last night's public hearing. Peterson, who has been fighting the proposed expansion of the quarry, told Garfield County commissioners that he has witnessed quarry trucks that can't stay in one lane coming down Transfer Trail, more truck trips per day than are allowed, and that the size of the quarry could now be around 24 acres, according to Google Earth.
If you accept staff's findings, I urge you to take an active approach in regulating these violations and force RMR to operate within the constraints of their permit requirements. If RMR is unable to immediately comply with these conditions, they should be forced to cease and desist all activities that violate their SUP.
Rocky Mountain Resources has 5 violations of the county's special use permit, including selling limestone for road base, boulders, and construction materials, operating outside of the permitted time frame on 20 acres instead of the permitted 16 acres, noise and traffic violations, and conducting exploratory drilling, which was not part of the county permit.
Mary Steinbrecher. I also live in Glenwood Springs, in Oasis Creek. In October, RMR asked for and was given permission from the BLM to drill those 15, 20-foot deep core samples. Although it was in their purview, BLM waived the requirement of a public review of the drilling request. However, in going ahead with the drilling, RMR totally disregarded its special use permit with the Garfield County. Exploratory drilling of any kind is not included in the county's SUP. RMR should have properly applied for an amendment to the current SUP for the drilling. During the period surrounding RMR's exploratory drilling, we experienced 3 earthquakes on the north side of Glenwood, highlighting the fact that there is a known fault line that extends from Mitchell Creek through the RMR mine to the existing Adventure Caverns. Nothing happened, but knowing there are fault lines in the area, in addition to caves and voids throughout this mountainous area, shouldn't we have had a professional review to study if drilling in that area would or would not cause harm?
Garfield County issued a special use permit for the Mid-Continent Quarry in 2009 when it was owned by Cal-X Minerals. RMR purchased the quarry in 2016. Some at the meeting took issue with the company itself and its possible political ties, even though this was outside the scope of last night's hearing.
My name is Kevin Hilmer. I'm here as a homeowner in Glenwood Springs. First of all, I want to say that RMR as a company seems to be willing to ignore regulations. They seem to be trying to take shortcuts instead of getting appropriate approvals. They've had at least 2.5 years to come into compliance, and they haven't. And if you take a look at their financial auditing report, it seems to indicate that they're not a particularly stable company. Their costs are exceeding their revenue. And for all these reasons, I just want to go on the record and say...
All right, you're straying a little bit here. Let's get back to what you really need to say.
They should not be trusted.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Sandy Haber. I've been a homeowner here since 1999. One other thing I wonder is, since BLM is overriding the county's SUP and the principals at RMR and our new Department of the Interior Secretary, Mr. Bernhardt, and the relationship with the county commissioners, it was publicized that the commissioners wrote a letter of endorsement for him. I believe I read that in the paper.
Carl Hanlon, an attorney who represents the city of Glenwood Springs, urged the county to look at what kinds of products the company is currently selling.
If there's no coal dust being sold, there's no byproducts to be sold. So I think an important question here is, what products are actually being sold? And more importantly, are those products that the county and the public should be receiving a benefit from in the form of severance taxes?
He added that RMR attorneys know what they're doing.
This is a company who, up until hiring David, a great local attorney, has had the benefit of one of the preeminent natural resource extractive law firms in the state and, in fact, in the nation, and does a lot of work lobbying on national issues on this in the form of Brandstein Hyatt. They knew what the rules were. I think there's no question.
Mike Stratton, a lobbyist for Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck, A Denver law and lobbying firm associated with David Bernhardt, the current U.S. Secretary of the Interior, told commissioners that the company has been willing to work with council members, but the city has refused. Carl Hanlon disagrees.
The reality there is that we have actually met on a staff level once or twice, but the request to meet individually with our city council members, we have consistently pushed back, much like the county commissioners, in that they may need to make a decision in a quasi-judicial fashion over this application. More importantly, we really wanted to focus on the fact that all of this information needs to be out in the public to be truly transparent.
Hanlon says a meeting is scheduled for next week to figure out how RMR can make a presentation to the city council as a whole. RMR has until June 1st to come into compliance with the county permit. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.